This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Welcome back, everyone, to Talking It Out with Bachelor Nation, a very exciting show for you today, coming off the heels of the finale of Bachelor in Paradise, where we saw three couples get engaged. We have one of those engaged couples on the show today. Kenny and Mari are here. We're so excited to dive into their love story. Mike, I'm so excited that I think you can agree with me. Let's just cut out hot takes today and dive right into their journey.
I mean, you know, here on Talking Out, we love love, so let's just do it. But I do got to say, all the fellas that got engaged are over the age of 30, so shout out to us.
Ladies, Ryan, you too. Ladies, just saying.
We have the most beautiful couple from Bachelor in Paradise, the most recent season, Mari and Kenny. How y'all living today?
What's up, guys?
What's up, guys?
Congratulations.
Happy to have you guys.
Thank you.
So what is like your life? What is your life been like since that proposal day? I'm sure it's been a whirlwind. I mean, obviously you saw each other, you saw everything play back on TV. How has it been? How has the whole whirlwind been?
It's been a lot, but it's been a lot of fun to watch everything back, and it's been difficult a little bit to kind of stay hidden and not get caught seeing each other. But it's been fun. It's been a wild ride, to say the least.
Yeah. So talk to me about that. You guys have secretly met up, you know, prior to, you know, everything that's going to air, everything that's already aired. And so where are you guys living? Are you guys living separately? Where did you guys meet up? Like, give us a little behind the scenes of what goes down.
Yeah. So we're still living apart right now. I'm living in Maryland. He's obviously living here in Chicago. And we've done a few secret trips, which has been nice. We've been able to see each other about every other week since filming ended. So we've been able to spend a lot of time together and just talk about what's next. So we're not living together just yet, but soon.
Yeah, we've spent a lot of time together, actually. She's been here quite a bit. I've only been out there once, but she's staying in Chicago now for most of the month through the finale and everything. Kind of gonna, we got the families in town and everything, so we'll do that whole thing.
So is this y'all's first time the families are meeting? And y'all meeting each other's families?
Yeah, well, I've met his family and he's met my dad. He met my mom last night too. But this will be the first time that both of our families are gonna be meeting each other. So in a few hours.
The extended families.
Yeah. Well, so,
I started laughing because y'all are both naked quite a bit, right? So, Kenny, how is it meeting Mari's dad when you were naked a lot? Like, how was that situation?
You know, so I met him. Randomly, my boy band had a show out in Cleveland area, and he lives in the Cleveland area. So he came out to the show. And he hung out and we had some beers. Like, it was cool. Like, I don't want to say it, but he's not that much older than I am. So it was kind of,
you guys
of
are
like,
homies.
I mean, it was more almost like hanging out with my friends a little bit, which is cool. Like, it was cool. Like, he didn't, you know, he gave me a little shit over some of this stuff going on. But he's actually a really nice guy. He's a military guy, retired. So he's a good dude. Yeah.
Now, Mari, I have a question about culture. You're Latina. Mm-hmm. Where are your parents born?
Yeah. So both my parents and myself, actually, we're all born in Puerto Rico. That's where everyone's from.
Boricua. Nice.
Exactly. You already know. So a lot of my extended family still lives out there. My aunts, cousins, grandparents, pretty much everyone except for my immediate family.
So are you guys moving to Chicago together, or are you guys going to do Maryland or somewhere else? Like, what are the thoughts on that?
Yeah, so we actually talked about this pretty early on in Paradise, even, I'm pretty sure. And the plan as of now is for me to move here to Chicago sometime next spring. So we've got about 6 months before that happens.
Okay, nice.
Very cool. So let's take it back to the beginning. right? So walk us through your mindset when you guys first arrived on Paradise. Like, did you guys ever envision, did either of you ever envision becoming engaged at the end of all this?
I definitely didn't. I mean, I knew it was a possibility, but I swear, you can even ask my closest friends, ask my mom. Like, I came into it and I was like, there's no way I'm not going to get engaged to somebody after however much time happens in Paradise. And they were like, yeah, no, that doesn't make any sense, blah, blah, blah. But then obviously that's not exactly what happened. And so it didn't, you know, it wasn't a plan, but obviously, you know, heart wants what it wants.
How, what about for you, Kenny? Like, you know, you're 40 years old. You go on a show. I resonated with you a lot. I'm not quite 40 just yet, but I resonated with you when you said you were scared because you wasn't sure if Marty was, you know, if she was going to miss out on some life, right?
Yeah.
And I really resonated with that. And yeah. So, you know, what made you take a knee?
Well, I went into this, you know, just like I went into Claire season, I just go in open-minded, like open to whatever is going to unfold with no plans or anything, like no schemes. You know, I know it's a possibility, but it's really something that you know, you don't really think would happen. But you know, it did and it worked out fantastic, obviously.
Yeah.
But you know, I mean, she'll tell you, like, she doesn't carry herself like a typical 25-year-old. And actually when we're together, it doesn't even feel like there is an age difference. I don't know if it's like my immaturity level and her maturity level meet in the middle, I think. Somewhere.
Hey, you said so it for us.
Kenny, talk to me about that. Talk to me about your maturity and your evolution as a man. Now, you and I are both in our 40s, right? I did The Bachelorette at 37, and I was at the point in my life at that point where I wanted to settle down. I was emotionally available. I was able to communicate at a high level, where in contrast, I was nowhere close to that in my early 30s and definitely not in my 20s, right? So essentially, it's like you guys were at the right place at the right time, like in your lives where, you know, you both had that emotional intelligence that matched. Now, obviously, Mari, you're only 25, but you're mature beyond your years, right? So talk to me about that, like the evolution of Kenny, you as a man, and just you now at 40, comparing that to how you were younger, and maybe it wouldn't have been that perfect match if you guys would have met at an earlier age, for example.
Yeah, just like you said. So when I went on Bachelorette, I was 39. So had I gone on at 30 or young 20s, it would have been a whole different story. And that's what I meant when, like, looking at where, like, when I was 25, and I look at, she's 25, and I know all the dumb shit that I did through that period of time.
Same.
So it's like
happens to the best of us.
Yeah. But, going in, you know, starting with Claire season and Paradise, I was past all that. You know, I was in the phase of my life where, you know, it's not about going out and doing all the partying, and you know, I have a small business, and I have multiple jobs, and it's more, you know, just someone to chill, relax, do fun things with, but also, you know, get to bed by like 9 o'clock kind of thing. And surprisingly, that works for her. So that's, like you said, it is the right time, right place, right time kind of situation, because typically I don't think it would, you know, if we weren't connecting like that, it would never work, you know?
Absolutely.
How do you talk about that, you know, connecting like that? Cause y'all both mentioned on your very first date, you felt chemistry. Talk to me about that. What was that? That y'all just, something was sparking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll answer. I mean, I don't know. It's hard to explain, because obviously going into Paradise, like I knew who he was. I knew of him, coming off of Claire and Tayshia's season. And I knew that I was interested in getting to know him more, but you know, I had a couple other people on my list too. And getting down to Paradise, we had our first conversation, and right away I was like, okay, this is definitely something that I want to continue to explore and pursue. And I don't know what it was. It was just almost like a, I guess living up to the idea that you had in your head, because like I said, I knew who he was before and just kind of painted that picture from that first conversation. And I was like, yeah, this could work.
Nice. Now, Mari, I want to ask you a question because it's, I mean, Kenny, I don't know if you saw those memes, but they were basically saying Bachelor in Paradise, basically, because you had essentially not even a love triangle. I think it was like a love rectangle because there was three women that were after you. So, Mari, I want to ask you because you essentially let him move away initially. So there's a saying that goes, you don't know what you have until you lose it. Talk to me about what went through your mind when you saw Kenny exploring these other relationships. Like, how did that make you feel?
Yeah, I mean, seeing him explore other relationships obviously was difficult. And it wasn't so much that my thought process was, you know, lose him to get him back. It was more so, I want to be 100% sure. And if we're both not seeing what else could be here, we don't know, because I didn't want to end up, you know, this is my person, this is it, we're leaving here together, and then at the end of the day have regrets or what ifs because I didn't talk to this person or I didn't have a conversation with that person. And I didn't want him to have that either. So although it was really hard to see him with other people, I feel like it was the push that our relationship needed for both of us to feel that kind of confirmation.
That's maturity right there. I feel like watching this past season, we saw a lot of maturity and a lot of size. When I think of the way Serena handled the situation with Kendall, the way that you just discussed that right there. Fellas, we got to do better. The women are younger than us, way more mature than us. Like, come on. Like, damn.
Hey, listen, shout out to the mature men out there as well. I mean, all the engagements, over 30.
Oh, yes.
I mean, there's something to be said about that, right, Kenny?
I think women realize, bro, like, and I'm 33, so I can say it now, but I'll be 34. Ladies, you need your older guy. You right here.
Right here. I think the show works. Both show, like all the platforms kind of work better with the guys being older, it seems like. Because even on Claire's season, our cast of guys was a bit older, especially the ones that were there at the end. And I just thought it played better, even watching on TV. It was just felt like everything was just at a more mature level.
Yeah, I think there's just an overall sense of more maturity and preparedness for what this show is supposed to bring to your life. And to have an older cast kind of really sets that tone and makes you believe that everyone is there for that reason.
Yeah, definitely. So we saw some people weren't there for the right reasons this past season.
Uh-oh.
we're not going to get into that, but I will get into some other tea. Marta, you start with you. What are your thoughts on people going into Paradise having already communicated and built some type of relationship?
Yeah, I think with social media, it's become really easy and much more prevalent in recent seasons for people to kind of connect because we share this experience that not a lot of people get to have. And so we bond over that, whether it's the girls from different seasons or the guys from different seasons or the girls and guys from different seasons. And when that happens, it opens a doorway for connections to form that are deeper than just friendships. And as we saw with Paradise, that was the case with multiple couples. And unfortunately, we're now starting to see the repercussions of that. And, you know, Paradise is about coming in with a fresh perspective, fresh set of eyes, meeting people for the first time and seeing what can genuinely form in that moment. So coming in with a plan, not only is it not a good idea, but it can lead to some serious problems.
Yeah. Speaking of potential problems, Kenny, I got to commend you, man. I thought you did a great job going back to that whole love rectangle. I thought you did an amazing job of communicating with every single woman, you know, wherever they were, whatever relationship you had with them in the moment, like you let them know what the deal was. Can you talk about that and compare it to, again, other people that didn't communicate well enough or decided not to communicate at all on purpose? Can you talk about, you know, the ease, like you and Joe, I felt you guys handled your situation so well under the circumstances. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. I mean, my take going in, really was, to be honest, and me and her actually talked about that on the very first day of just being super open and honest about where we were every step of the way. And then, you know, when that carried on to me with, you know, Demi or Tia or whatever, it was more like, obviously I'm like, everybody's going to know everything at some point. Like, what is the point of
lying about it
or, lying very true, or like leaving out some information? So like, I'm just, when I look back at some of this stuff, I'm like, do these people not know this is like a TV show and everybody's recording all this stuff? It's like, that's really all. I was really just like, I'm just going to tell everybody everything because everybody's going to find out at some point. And if it's coming from me, no one's going to be pissed at me when, if they hear something, if they already know and they've heard it from my mouth. So I was like, you know, and in real life, people, in real life, people probably aren't as honest because they know that they could get away with not saying everything all the time. But under that circumstance, I was like, I'm going to just say everything and just, I mean, why, like trying to hide something would be disastrous, obviously. So
just, yeah, definitely. Like, I don't hopefully know. To clarify, hopefully both circumstances, you always keep that straight honesty across the board.
Oh yeah, so no, I didn't mean that. Yeah,
no, I got you. We know you will.
Yeah,
I got
I'm
you.
Back, yeah, no, I'm back. Yeah, I'm back to lying now.
So since you're back to lying, I got to ask, who takes longer to get ready?
She's not even, I'm fully dressed to leave. We're going to go watch the show on my parents. She don't even have pants on right now. You're just seeing the top hat right here.
Business on the top, party on the bottom, huh?
You got it.
Hey, that's Zoom these days. That's after COVID, that's what we do.
Right.
If I stand up right now, Kenny, I might embarrass you. No, I'm playing.
I believe that.
Back to the interview. Kenny, I have to ask you, man, you know, you're 40 years old. Mari is obviously a beautiful woman. What was it for you that made you say, I'm going to go all in? Because you've never even said the words, I love you before, right?
No.
So like, I mean, genuinely, I'm just boys to boys, homie. Like, what was it that you decided within yourself? Because I feel that love is a choice at the end of the day. So what was it within you that made you say, I'm going to open up, be vulnerable, and let this happen?
Well, it started, like I said, first of all, like I went into this ready to do that in general. Obviously, I wanted to meet her specifically. You know, I had some others on my list too. There was a couple.
No. Forget about them.
I like how they both have said that, right? Yeah.
She's not going to just get that in there.
You're both lucky.
So it started out, obviously, like you said, physical attraction. She's beautiful. But once we met, just right away, it was weird. I just got that feeling that she wasn't a typical, you know, 25-year-old, young 20s girl. She just, the way she carried herself, I immediately was able to like sort of envision my family loving her and all this stuff. Like it just, and Paradise it's not real life per se. It's easier to hone in and focus on these things when all distractions are gone. And I mean, some of it, I still just don't, I can't fully explain, but I know that the feelings were there that I never had before, and they still are, you know, so it's,
well, hopefully so.
I can't fully explain it, but.
So was there a point, like, I want to hear from both of you, like, was there a specific point in the journey where you guys were like, okay, they're the one? Like, when was that specific point on Paradise?
Yeah, for me, I think, you know, once we had gotten over our, you know, obstacles in the beginning of Paradise, that's where I fully was like, okay, we were able to overcome something that normally I feel like would kind of break some couples apart for good. And for us to be able to overcome that and communicate through that and kind of come out even better on the other side of it was really a signal to me that like, okay, like you said, Paradise is kind of this perfect bubble rainbow unicorns world. And for me, it was more so about, okay, it's great here, but is it going to be great outside of Paradise? And so once I was able to see that real life, real world situation kind of play out and us overcome it, that's when I was like, okay, yeah, this is kind of, you know, conflict resolution, communication. This is stuff that we're going to have to deal with outside in the real world. And if we're able to do it here, then of course we can do it out there.
What about for you, Kenny?
Yeah, I think my very, and I came, like, obviously I came on strong in the beginning, but I think the like when I got back from the date with Tia, Mari had been, she, as soon as I walked in, she pulled me aside and we had a little talk. And I think that was probably, if I had to pinpoint like a moment that I, in my mind, I'm like, I knew at that point we were going to leave together. Just because for me, that was the first time that I felt that she was reciprocating back the feelings that I had from the beginning. And so as soon as I knew that she was on the same page as me, you know, that was kind of, for me, like from that point on, I was just focused on if we were going to get engaged or not, but I knew we would leave together.
Mari stepped up her game.
Love that. You know, we always say we love a strong woman. You just proved it right there. Literally just proved it right there.
You knew what you wanted and you went after it. And you told them how you felt and the rest is history.
She was like, hey, bring it at her.
And talk to me about that scenario where you dealt with the adversity at first. And it actually made you stronger in comparison, maybe like an Abigail and a Noah where they were together from the beginning. There really wasn't any tension. It was just kind of like floating on by. And then they ended up breaking up at the end. Now, rumor has it they're together now, but just the same, like, how important was that test? Like what would have happened, do you think, if you wouldn't have gone through that? Like, yeah. You guys think you would have been the same result?
Yeah, I mean, I think you actually told me during our fantasy suite date that you didn't think we would have ended up together had we not gone through those obstacles. And as Mike said earlier, love is a choice, you know, things can go great and smooth and be happy. And that's kind of what paradise is built for, is this beautiful, magical world full of love where everything flourishes and goes great. But, you know, that's not how a real relationship works. You're going to have obstacles. You're going to have the bumps. You're going to have times where things are hard. And for us to have experienced that and get over it in paradise is, I think, a really great indicator of how we'll work through any problems that might arise outside of paradise. So again, you mentioned Abigail and Noah, they were kind of smooth sailing the entire time. And then all of a sudden it kind of just crumbled. And so I would have hated for that to have happened to us. So at the end of the day, although it was a trial and it was hard, I'm glad that we experienced that.
Absolutely. Nice, nice. Yeah. By the way, when the two of you talk, Kenny, I think Marty should do the talking. She speaks so eloquently, bro. Like,
yeah, you're right.
She's like made for this, bro.
Thank you. It's the pageants.
There we go.
Yeah.
Kenny, I can't help but focus in on you, man. Like, I have homeboys that, you know, are almost scared to be vulnerable, right? And I don't want to underestimate the fact that you said you never said I love you before, and you were with someone for X amount of days, weeks, months on this show. How was it for you to even open up? Like, what are the steps that one needs to take to open up?
Yeah, I mean, and the reason, like, my previous years, I didn't even allow it to.
I figured,
it was more of just like, there was times where it could have happened or whatnot, but I wasn't gonna allow it. If you want to walls up, whatever cliche you want to call it. But
was it you being too picky because she may not have one or the other, or
it was definitely being too picky. It was definitely just I get wrapped up in my work a lot, and I'm just like, sometimes I like to be alone. I like to just have the freedom to go about my business, and you know, I'm very schedule oriented kind of guy, you know, and it's just sometimes you don't want to disrupt that, and I was like that for a long time. But I just, like I said, going in, for me it was just being, you know, just basically being real with myself and just saying, you know, let's let that down. Going into paradise, like I said, I was open-minded, even more so than Bachelorette, after being going through that whole process. Like, going into this, like, I just think it's just a mental thing where you just, at some point, you're just, you know, you just reel with yourself and just be like, this is what I want to do. This is what's up, you know?
Kenny, to give the audience some context, obviously, Mike, following up on your question about Kenny, you know, this was the first time you really, you know, poured your heart out to a woman like that and said, I love you. Was there, did you have relationships in the past where they just weren't as serious and that's why you couldn't do it? Or did you have serious relationships and there was just a wall that was there that prevented you from doing it at that point?
There was really probably just, there was one relationship a couple years back, maybe a year before Bachelorette-ish. So not that long ago. That was serious. It went on for a year or so. They could have developed, you know, I held back. I definitely had a wall up. That situation definitely could have developed into something pretty serious, but I didn't allow it, basically, 100%.
And how is it different now with Mari compared to that person?
You know what? I think because of that one, knowing how I literally closed it off, even though the girl would have gave it back to me, I felt like because of what I learned on that specific relationship, that's why going into this and with Mari that I wanted to experience and do it the way where I'm fully open and just letting it happen, you know, and it worked out.
It's
great.
It's like you were able to self-reflect. You learned the lesson from that previous relationship that led you, you know, to be the man that she was ready for on Paradise. That's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, talking about what you learn from a previous relationship. I know some couples don't watch their season. You know, did y'all watch y'all season? And if so, what was something that you were like, oh, you did that shit?
Uh-oh.
Let's hear it.
I actually have one.
Yeah. Spill it, Mari.
Are you talking about from the other?
No, from Paradise.
Oh, from Paradise. Yeah, from Paradise.
Yeah, I have one. No. So yeah, we have been watching the season and following along and watching everything back, and it's different watching it, you know, as a lived experience and as a reflective experience. And so one of the things where I kind of didn't realize happened at the time was when our whole situation, love triangle at first, was going on, and you know, he was approached by Demi and she's like, I really want to kiss you, and he's like, I'll kiss you right now, and I was like, what?
All is fair in love and war, as they say. So did you guys talk prior to the episode? Because I remember we would have, like, for me and Rachel, it was therapy to watch the episode. We would watch them separately, right? And she would actually warn me if something was coming up that I maybe wouldn't have liked. So did you guys give each other a heads up prior to the episode or to each episode?
I think we pretty much talked out everything as it kind of happened in Paradise and then right after. So there wasn't too much that we needed to kind of disclose before any episodes or talk about. Obviously we had conversations after episodes like, oh yeah, this happened or that happened, or this is what I was thinking, et cetera. But there wasn't too much where we needed to like, hey, I need to warn you about this, you know?
Well, some of the one major episode we watched together, I was in Maryland and we watched it together, which was probably the best thing to do. You know, that was early on in the season.
I honestly don't know if I would even watch it back. I'd be like, look, I got you, baby. We're good.
Together, that's it.
Yeah, I was like, don't watch that shit. We good, baby.
We need to rehash everything.
Yeah. So, Brian, since, you know, we love here on Talking It Out, right?
Absolutely.
Brian, you and Rachel are together. You guys are one of the few successful couples from Bachelor Nation. What advice would you give to Mari and Kenny?
I mean, I think it all starts with communication. I mean, if you guys are as open and honest with each other, I think this is what you guys went through on Paradise set the tone for the rest of your relationship. You know what I mean? And you guys, so communication is key, obviously. And then at the end of the day, as we saw with Joe and Kendall, logistic wise, you got to be on the same page. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because one of the things that Rachel and I decided from the get-go, you know, once, you know, we were together at the end of the day, was we were going to live in the same city. So whether it was I moving to Dallas or she was going to move to Miami or maybe we both moved to LA, we put the relationship above everything else. right? So that would be my advice to you. Always put the relationship above everything. Like, Madi, you mentioned that you were going to be moving to Chicago. You know, that's a sacrifice, Kenny. So you gotta make her feel comfortable in your city.
Don't mess up.
You gotta make her feel comfortable in your city. You know, she's gotta get acclimated with work and whatever she wants to do. Like, you need to build up her dreams and, you know, her aspirations, whatever those are. You know, you need to help her make it fit in Chicago. And I'm sure you guys will do a great job.
I would say more specifically. Love it, love it. More specifically, Brian, like, for me, I always get scared, or I used to at least when I first came off The Bachelorette, was that if I'm dating a woman, you know how it is. You go to the bathroom, 10 girls want to come over there and take a picture with you, right? Like, how did you and Rachel handle that, and what advice would you give in that regards?
Well, you got to have some thick skin. Like, you guys can't be jealous. You know, jealousy is, it can ruin relationships. So, yeah. Kenny... Dude, 40, you're ripped, bro. Like, you're a good-looking guy. Madi, I know you know that, you know, if he was ever out in one of his boy band concerts, women may approach him, you know what I'm saying, and vice versa. Kenny, you know, she's a very attractive woman. So it's a situation where you just got to be super confident in what you guys have and knowing that anything else on the periphery is never going to be as good as what you guys have in front of you.
I will say, Kenny, our producer did say Madi is the finest woman for Bachelor Nation. So it goes both ways.
So obviously, guys, in Paradise, you guys have a lot of serious conversations, maybe conversations that we weren't privy to. Did you guys talk about kids? I know you guys are working on getting together first, but can we expect kids down the line, marriage? Tell us about that.
Yeah, actually, I think that was our like second ever conversation on Paradise. I asked him because I know that I want kids in the future. And I was like, hey,
you made it known.
A little older. And
You're a little older.
Yeah, I heard about it.
Yeah. No, but that was a very early on conversation, because obviously if he didn't want kids, then that's something I would have had to consider and possibly head in a different direction. But, you know, he told me, and he's open to it, and he's good with or without. So
she wanted 5, I think she said. Which I was like,
are you sure you're ready for that, Madi? That's a lot. I mean, 5 is a lot.
One's
5. Pretty like one. We can do one. He's like, I'll give you one. That's it.
Talk about that. I love to ask couples, successful couples, about the fast forwardness of the emotions going back and forth. I mean, Madi, you just said you talked to a guy about kids on your second conversation. Like, compare and contrast how when you're in that bubble, like, the emotions are so heightened compared to the real world. Kenny, you might be off doing your boy band thing. Madi, you might be working. You guys are focused at work. You got your cell phone, social media. There's a lot of distractions. Talk to me about that, how you compare and contrast the real world with the Bachelor Paradise bubble.
Yeah, Bachelor in Paradise really is a bubble, not just because we have COVID going on right now and we had to do our bubble for protection, but it's quite literally a bubble because you're in this world where sun up to sundown, you're talking to people about love and relationships and where you want to head in Paradise and beyond. And so not only that, but you have kind of a very fast timeline. You're only there for a short period of time. And so you don't want to waste any of that time. And that was kind of the reasoning behind having those serious conversations early on for me, is because I don't want to waste my time. I know what I want. I know what I'm looking for in a partner. And if this person is not going to fulfill those things, then I need to look elsewhere. Thankfully, he does check all those boxes. But that was kind of the thinking. And in the real world, dating is much slower. You see each other maybe a couple times a week in the beginning, and then you have those conversations later on. You don't really have that opportunity in Paradise. So it's very streamlined, and you've got to have those things at a very expedited process.
Yeah. Amen.
Kenny's like, I have nothing to say. I'm letting her speak.
She's following your directions, Mike. She's following your directions.
Everybody, yeah, I'm not supposed to say.
So, Madi, you mentioned that you had the children conversation, the second conversation that you actually guys had. That's incredible. So I want to know, what aspects of the Latin culture are you looking forward to not only bringing to Kenny's life, but in the kids that you're eventually going to raise?
Yeah, I mean, my culture is very important to me. Being Latina, being Puerto Rican, has been a very significant part of my life, as long as I can remember. So I definitely want to teach my children Spanish, and I want them to know the music, and I want to teach them how to dance salsa, and cooking is something that I love to do too. So being able to share the Puerto Rican cuisine with them is something that I plan to do too.
Very cool. And speaking of the Latin culture, our parents can be a little pushy when it comes to not only marriage, but then also they want their grandchildren, right? And they want them as soon as possible. So, like, have you gotten any feedback in that way from your family at all?
Oh yeah, my dad and my stepmom are so ready. Every 2 seconds, they're like, "So, when's the-?" Yeah. They definitely want grandkids ASAP.
Step it up, Kenny. Let's go.
Hey, Kenny, you might have to double up your workouts because that mofongo is delicious.
It
might get to the abs.
I know already.
It's worth it.
I mean, Kenny, she said she could cook. I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't know about you, but the stomach is the key to our hearts, right? I mean,
absolutely.
You're going to be well fed. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
Love that. Mari, I don't know if you know this, but you are the first Latina to walk away an engaged woman. So amazing.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you. Yeah, it's super exciting. I feel like just representing Latina women everywhere and Latina couples, interracial couples, it's a very big step for the franchise. And I'm happy to kind of lead the charge in that way.
There you go. And you have the perfect woman for it.
Thank you.
So Mari and Kenny, let me ask you this. What is your favorite physical and personality trait about each other?
Oh,
ladies first. Mari, you go ahead.
I like his height. Physical, yeah.
Okay. Kenny, how tall are you for the audience?
I'm about 6'2".
6'2", okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, so that was physical personality trait.
He's really funny. Very sarcastic funny, but funny.
Well done. Oh, nice.
Kenny?
He said okay.
I hate to say, but her buttocks is very nice.
We have an ass man on our hands, folks.
I think most people would agree probably with that. but I mean, honestly though, like personality wise, and this is why it really works for me. It's just, she's very just so kind and understanding. Like you went back, like going back, like you were talking about the thick skin stuff and everything. Like, she really does handle herself different, and I'm not sure exactly how to label that as a personality trait, but it's just blows my mind.
She knows her worth.
Yeah, just the way she carries herself in general, and for her age. If it is, maybe it is the pageant stuff, I don't know, but it's something.
No, I think the pageants just help me like speak, you know, appropriately. But
Katie's like, damn, I don't know.
Mari, I have a question about that, Mari. Like, there is a stigma mm-hmm. with Latina women that mm-hmm. they could be quote unquote crazy, right? There's mm-hmm. obviously you were in a very tense situation with that whole love triangle where it could have gone south, but I thought you handled yourself in such a mature way. Like, where does that come from? Like, is it the way you were brought up, your family? Talk to me about that.
Yeah, I mean, and it's funny because I actually did get quite a few of those comments. Oh, she's a crazy Latina. She's all fired up, blah, blah, blah. You threw the cake in the fire. You're crazy, you know, that kind of stuff. And it sucks because it is a stereotype, you know, the spicy Latina, don't mess with her, whatever. And in that moment, yeah, we were going through a very intense emotional experience. And so that was a reaction out of emotion. And it wasn't out of spite. It wasn't out of like, oh, screw you. You know, it was just like, you know what? I planned this and it didn't go the way it's supposed to go. So screw that cake. That's what it was. But anyway, I think I was just brought up to be not reactive to situations, but more so take it in, analyze what's going on, remain calm and communicate. Because at the end of the day, if you just react out of anger or spite or whatever the case is, things go bad really quickly, as you said. And for me, it was more so like, okay, let me take some time to process this. And what do I want to happen from here? What is the outcome that I want? And then what do I need to do to achieve that outcome is kind of the thought process that I had during that time.
I mean, Kenny, does that not turn you on, like that type of thinking? I mean, come on now.
I'm telling you, that's what I was trying to say. And it's just, I never seen it anything like that, because I'm the reactive person. So it works because we are opposite. And if, when I'm reactive, she's good at like not feeding the
diffusing
fire, like,
the situation.
Yeah, she's good. It's good. It works very good. I've never been with someone like that. So it works. Amazing. Works great.
So last week we had Serena on, and Brian and I both said basically, Mari, what you kind of alluded to, which is, a man finds one of the things that we find sexy about a woman is the way that y'all handle conflict. And the way that you just responded to that, how Serena responded, that's like, Kenny, we all homies, that is a turn on, you know, that's just a great trait that Absolutely. Your partner has. So, you know, kudos to you guys in that regard.
I mean, no coincidence that the two women that we're talking about as far as maturity wise are both engaged from the show. So, yeah. Ladies, maybe a little ding, advice ding, ding. Out there, a little advice out there for y'all. Conflict resolution.
It's a big one.
Yeah.
Kenny, you had mentioned you knew when you wanted to be with Mari. What was it? Tell me that time when you knew that you were wanting to get down on one knee.
I guess that it wasn't too far after that. I think once we had our date, and we spent a little more time together. We spent some nights together.
She's listening.
I was at one point, I think I told, Bradford, the producer, that I would actually get married instead of get engaged on the show. I don't know if I told you that, but
you did tell me that.
I said, if you can get the families out here, we'll actually get married on this thing. I felt pretty good about it. I was serious, which is crazy, but, we were, you know, it wasn't really, you know, I wasn't like conflicted about it going towards the end. Like I was pretty sure, you know, quite a few days before the engagement and the breakup day and all that stuff. You know, obviously we talked about the age thing a little bit and fantasy suites and some of those interviews, but it really wasn't an issue at that point. You know, like I said, that point when I got back from the Tia date, and then I'd say within a few days after that, I think I was pretty comfortable with asking her to get married.
Nice. We saw when you proposed, you kind of like, not necessarily stumbled on your words, but you like, and you just had to fight through it, you know?
He pulled through.
Yeah, I think it's something like a lot of dudes go through, right? It's like, man, I want to tell you everything, but I'm scared, but I'm not scared. I'm just going to give it to you. So just kudos to you as well, man, for, you know, fighting through that.
So Kenny, ¿has aprendido un poquito de español? He just pointed at her. He's like, nah, that's not for me. That's not for me.
We'll take that as a no.
So, Mari, danos tu... Shit, I don't want to put this. Mari, danos un mensajito ahora mismo en español para Kenny y también para la gente que están escuchando ahora mismo.
Okay, pues... a mi comprometido, pues que lo amo y me siento muy feliz con él. Y tengo mucha esperanza y mucha fe en que vamos a estar bien por muchos años. And Kenny. Then to everyone watching. he doesn't know what I said. And then to everyone watching, muchas gracias por todo el apoyo y todo el amor. Que sigan, you know, esperando muchas cosas grandes de nosotros.
Did you get all that, Kenny?
Nice.
Yeah.
all Kenny heard was grande. He was good with that. That's all he heard. He was like, grande, good.
Oh, man.
Brian, next year we are 100% having an episode in Spanish.
Okay, you going to be ready for that? You got a year to practice.
They're
then.
Practicing.
I'll practice, but you got to run that marathon. Hey. Like I wasn't going to forget.
Uh-oh.
Kenny, man, let's go. I mean... Again, another plus, right? She speaks another language, a romance language. Yeah. You gotta love that, right?
Two other languages.
I'm gonna have to.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. She speaks other stuff too. What else you got?
French. Yeah. A tiny bit of ASL. Yeah.
I figure if, you know, our kids would probably speak Spanish too, so I'm probably going to have to learn.
They're going to be talking trash about you.
If you want to learn. It might be better if I don't know.
Well, did I just hear that? Kenny, you said our kids as in plural with the
kid.
I heard that.
No. Marty, you heard that, right? He said kids with the S. Yes. But before we let you guys go, really quick, I would love, you know, because I'm still out there looking for my better half, right? What would be the advice that you would give to people out there who want to go in paradise in the future?
Yeah, I would say come in with an open mind and don't pregame before paradise. You got to come in with a fresh perspective, fresh set of eyes, see what's out there.
Pre-game.
I'm thinking, who's getting drunk?
Taking shots right before.
Yeah, like what? I'm like, don't pregame before paradise.
I agree. I think the number one thing, especially for paradise, is do not come in with some kind of plan or some kind of scheme, whatever. Just like you guys said earlier, like me and Joe came on and like, I just walk out. I don't know what the hell's going on. I'm just going with the flow. Let whatever's going to happen, happen. Like there was no, anytime you pre-plan stuff, obviously you guys saw how that played out for some people. It's just, you know, paradise isn't set up for that. So my advice is just do not go in with a plan.
Oh, and ask for the Jorge special at the bar. It's so good.
That'll get you nice and loose.
I don't anticipate going, but I'll definitely remember that. Kenny, I think you lying right there, bro. You came out butt ass naked, bro. I think your thought was make sure your ass is in the gym. That was your planning.
The abs don't hurt, right, Marty?
Yeah, the abs don't hurt.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Guys, thank you so much for being here. We love you guys. We're so happy for you and congratulations.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, guys.
Yes. Wait. Last question, because we started something last week with Serena, and we especially want to do it to all of our couples. 1 year from now, what is one thing that you guys would like to have accomplished?
That's a great question. Well, a year from now, I'll be living here. We're in October. So I'll be living here. I actually already have a job here, so
congrats.
That's exciting. Nice.
Congrats.
Thank you. But I don't know. Let's see. We probably won't get married yet. Probably save that off for another year after that, I think. But, you know.
Like a two-year plan.
He's letting me plan everything.
Don't wait. I mean, what? Can't wait too long.
No, not too long. He doesn't have much time left. I don't know. Together? I don't know. Let's see. Well, first of all, we want to make it that long as a couple.
That would be a good start.
Hey, I respect that start.
Just to keep it simple, honestly, for me, it's just get her acclimated, moved into Chicago, and just, you know, get ourselves established that way. And then probably the next step is to, you know, to figure out the actual getting married part.
And get to know each other, right?
We've agreed to have it in Puerto Rico at least, so.
Okay.
Hey, if y'all have it in Puerto Rico, invite me.
We're invited.
If it's in Puerto Rico, I'm going.
I did agree to do the wedding in Puerto Rico when we do it. So you guys are
not a bad place to have it.
I want to invite if it's in Puerto Rico. That's all I'm saying.
Of course.
All I'm going to say to that one. But truly appreciate you guys so much to come in on Talking It Out. Love y'all. Love y'all.
Thank you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Brian, I love their love together. I think that, you know, Marty, she needs to be the one doing the talking. Kenny, he's just, you know, shut up and look good. But they look good together, man. How you feel about it?
Honestly, I love all the couples that ended up getting engaged. I feel like they all have their own little unique quirks and whatnot. But I absolutely love the fact that Marty, being a Latina woman, you know, is the first one that's, you know, ever come out of this franchise engaged. So, you know, power to the Latinos out there. You know what I'm saying? I just love that aspect. And they seem so happy together. And, you know, I love that they're on the same page with everything. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to living together, their emotions, you know, how they feel about each other. I love that. That's very important in a relationship. So I could see them, you know, being very successful moving forward.
No, definitely. So, I mean, we spoke about it. Love is a choice at the end of the day. And it seems that Kenny truly is ready. Yeah. He was ready to be open completely. The boy said he was ready to be married already. So, I mean.
I mean, it took him a little bit. I mean, just like myself, you know what I'm saying? But, hey, what do we say, Mike?
Look.
Timing is everything.
Timing is everything. But I'm gonna tell both of my parents about you and Kenny. I'm like, look now, y'all need to get off me. I got some time left. Yeah. I'm still good over here. Yeah.
We may be the exceptions. But to all you guys out there, to all of our listeners, thank you so much for tuning into today's episode.
Definitely so. And make sure you guys continue to stay in, because next year we're going to do an episode in Spanish. We got that, Brian. And as always, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast and listen to us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts at. And baby, you already know, don't DM me no more until you hit that subscribe. Love y'all.